rambling boys and the lot girls married. And that way, boy, they just old General Matthew was her son. You know, he was a general in George Washington's army. And they went from Pennsylvania over to Salisbury, North Carolina. And they scattered out from North Carolina to Tennessee and to Alabama. West from Alabama. We were having a Masonic meeting up here one night. Oh, we had around 190 or 200 people up. We had name cards, you know. Some of the boys that knew me run into a fellow over there. Fellas. Name was Locke. He is from Oklahoma, around Oklahoma City. He said that his grandfather established a little old town over there named Locksburg. And the fella had been here a long time. He's pretty well acquainted with how Locksburg just started and so forth. He said, sure enough. When did he do that? He said, oh, I said he came through here in a T-model in 1941. That fella said, well, that's funny. He said, he really started the town over there. He said, yeah. Said then he went on to Oklahoma City. That fella said, well, said, you know, I guess someone didn't tell you, grandfather. Because I came here in 1917, said there was a Locksburg over there.
They got caught
in there. Yeah, that fella, you know, he got. But, of course, he spelled his name just like we did. And, actually, one of my grandfather's cousins that came with him when he moved the Indians from Alabama to the territory. He had got into trouble down in Alabama. He married the old chief, Choctaw chief's daughter. And they settled over and was up long. When I was out in Oklahoma, 29, going to school out there, but I'm playing football. I got an ankle crushed. An old boy Flint crushed my ankle. It's homecoming. So, the doctors were all at a medical convention, and they carried me up to the drugstore. Wanted the druggist to get me something for pain. Give me a cigar, and I smoked a cigar while I was sitting there waiting for the ball game to get over. And they sent the homecoming queen up there with a bouquet of flowers and gave them to me. So I said,